The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi, this is Tom Sohn, and welcome to a drive-by episode of The Anonymous Landlord. Because these are the things that I think about on my way home from the office today. I know normally I do this on my way to the office, but now I'm on my way home from the office and I'm still thinking about these geeky things. But anyway, today, what am I thinking about? Well, first of all, there's a number of reasons why you would not want to use a letting agent to manage your rental property. There's also a number of reasons why you would want to use a letting agent to manage your rental property. And alongside all of that, I'm going to throw in a few tips on how you can make sure that you're compliant and you're doing the right things with your tenancy, with the property, and yourself as a landlord to make sure you stay on the right side of the law. And lastly, warning signs of letting agents. There are a load of good letting agents out there, but there are also a load of dodgy ones too. So I want to give you a few little hints of things that you can look out for if you are considering using a letting agent. And these are quite easy things to spot. So we'll go through all of those. But first of all, we'll kick off by asking that question. Why would you not want to use a letting agent? Well, look, I think there's one of a few reasons. First of all, you might just generally be a tight ass. You might be somebody who doesn't like paying other people money for things that you feel like you can do yourself. And that's absolutely fine. I don't mean that as any kind of criticism there. Being a tight ass is fine. No problem. But if you're a tight ass, then you're probably thinking that I don't want to pay someone else to do these things. I can look after this all myself. And that's one of the reasons. Another reason is trust. You might not trust that a letting agent can do the job that maybe you feel like you can do yourself. You might even not trust a letting agent with your money. You might not trust a letting agent to put the right tenants in there. Hey, there are some people that find their own tenants and they feel most comfortable by them choosing the tenant, meeting the tenant and working out whether it's a tenant they want to live in their property. And again, that's absolutely fine. If that's the way you feel, then no one can change that for you. You might have trust issues about your money where you don't trust another agent or a company or a person to look after your money. And again, absolutely fine. I mean, I think that those are very legitimate reasons. But then there might also be another trust issue where perhaps you've heard horror stories about letting agents looking after properties. Maybe you've heard about letting agents that charge loads of money for things that they shouldn't. I've heard of letting agents that have been managing landlords' properties and then gone bust and lost the landlord a load of money. So look, there are trust issues, that's for sure. And you know what, you might have been with a letting agent in the past and had a bad experience. And you know what, that kind of tarnishes all letting agents, doesn't it? If you've had one bad experience with a letting agent, you're less likely to want to go to another letting agent. So whatever your reason is, there are definite and legitimate reasons for not wanting to use a letting agent. But the one I hear most often, funnily enough, is the person that feels like they can do it all themselves anyway. So why would I want to pay someone else to do it when I can do it myself? You know, it's just taking a few phone calls, looking after a tenant, looking after contractors, pretty easy. Yeah, and that's, again, that's a very legitimate reason, especially if you are that way inclined, where you're more hands-on yourself. You'd rather use up your own time than pay someone else. And again, very legitimate reason. So look, there are a number of reasons why you wouldn't want to use a letting agent, and there may well be more. In fact, if you have reasons why you wouldn't want to use a letting agent, could you do me a favour and let me know? Just purely because then I can share it around and I can start educating people on why you might not want to use a letting agent or why you might want to use a letting agent. And look, I know I own a letting agent, so I'm always going to fight the fight for the letting agent. But at the same time, I'm a landlord myself, and I understand why people wouldn't want to use a letting agent. So, you know, I'm not biased in that way. If you want to be a customer of mine or another letting agent, then great. If not, I just want to make sure you're getting everything right. So yeah, there's loads of reasons why you wouldn't want to use a letting agent. Now, all of those reasons are probably going to be quite personal to you as an individual. There's probably not one blanket reason for everyone. But then the counter argument to that is, why would you want to use a letting agent? And again, legitimate reasons. It's probably the opposite of what we've just discussed as why you wouldn't want to use an agent. So first of all, there's trust, isn't there? Trusting that somebody professional is managing the property, managing your money, managing the compliance and the legislation. And it's almost like a trust, maybe you don't trust yourself to do those things. Maybe it's a time thing. Maybe you think, well, I don't want to use my time doing all this, looking after all this stuff, chasing rents, organizing contractors, managing tenancies, tenants, property, repairs, maintenance, everything like that. Using up your own time to do that, you might think, well, do you know what? I'm on £30 an hour at my job, and if I've got to use, you know, if I've got to do a couple of hours a month on managing my own property, then what's the point in that, giving up my own time? I'd much rather pay someone else to do it and I just enjoy the profits. But there's also a fear. I think there's a definite fear of running things yourself. People, certainly landlords that know a bit about legislation and all the massive volume of legislation that's currently around that landlords have to follow, maybe you're a little bit fearful of it and getting it wrong. So you use a letting agent, you know, perhaps you trust that a letting agent will get all that right, but also maybe there's a bit of accountability there, isn't there? You've got someone to hold accountable if they get it wrong. So, you know, and then I guess there's the organization of it and confidence in it. If you are a person who perhaps doesn't feel confident that you've got the right systems or the right resources or processes or experience to be able to manage your own properties and tenancies and yourself as a landlord, then having that outsourced is a real comfort for a lot of people, not having to think about those things. I mean, let's face it, letting agents are trained to do just that, to manage lettings properties. That's what they do. So, and actually they're not that expensive really when you think about it. And it also optimizes, I think. You know, you might want someone, you know, in your own mind, you might think, I want someone to continuously optimize my rental property as well. Keep increasing rents and looking after the income and expenditure, making sure the tenant is paying for the things that they damage and so on and so on. So yeah, there's loads of reasons why you would want to use a letting agent. Oh, and also the protection side. Now, a lot of letting agents, when it comes to the legislation side, they know exactly how to protect their landlords, and they should be busting a gut to try and protect their clients. That's really half of the reason a letting agent exists, is to protect their landlord clients. So, you know what? That might be another comfort zone for some landlords. So yeah, so there's some reasons why you would not want to use a letting agent and why you would want to use a letting agent. But again, if you use a letting agent, then do us a favor, let me know why you've elected to use a letting agent. Because I think it's half and half. I think half of the population of landlords don't use letting agents and half do use letting agents to manage a property. So whichever half you're in, do us a favour, send me an email, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk, or send me a message through my Facebook page, Tom Soane, just to, I guess, just tell me why you chose one or the other, why you choose to self-manage, or why you choose to have a letting agent manage it for you. And by the way, a letting agent might not necessarily be an actual letting agent company. It might just be a person who is your lettings manager. So yeah, let me know why you are in one camp or the other camp. But look, if you are looking to self-manage, then there are obviously a few things that you must get right. And there's a few ways that you can almost become like a letting agent yourself. And I want to share a few of those with you. First of all, compliance. Now, I've done a big piece on everything you need for every tenancy every time. I've done webinars on that. I still do webinars on everything you need for every tenancy every time. I've done Facebook live events on everything you need for every tenancy every time. I've done podcasts on it because it's a big thing now. And if you get it wrong, it causes you so much trouble. But the highlights are, you need a proper tenancy contract. And I would always advise you to go for an AST, an assured shorthold tenancy. You need an up-to-date gas safety certificate. That's every year. You need an EICR, which is an electrical installation condition report. You need that once every 5 years. And you need it on every tenancy as of next year. So make sure you get that right. You need a EPC that performs, that shows your property is an E rating or better. And here's a quick warning. I think that's going to change. But I'll try and keep you posted on that as best I can. You need to give the tenant the how to rent guide. You need to do your right to rent checks. You need to give all of that to the tenant to make sure they've got it. You need to register the deposit within 30 days of receipt. Now that one always catches people out. Landlords and letting agents, some letting agents actually, think that you've only got to register the deposit within 30 days of the tenancy. No, it's 30 days of receipt of the deposit. So make sure you don't get that wrong, because that's big trouble for landlords. And also get an inventory done, because you can't really make any deductions from a deposit unless you've got an inventory, so that you can show evidence of what the property was like before the tenant moved in. So anyway, there's loads of things you've got to get right, but compliance is what I'm getting at here. And make sure it's continuously updated and renewed. Anything that needs renewing, make sure you get it renewed. And again, I'll go through that in a whole load of detail on other videos and other podcasts, just purely because it's quite a big subject, so I don't want to go through it right now. But anyway, so make sure you get the compliance right. Make sure you've got your insurances correct, your mortgage correct. Make sure your mortgage company knows that you're renting the property out, especially if you're doing it as a holiday let. If your lender doesn't know that you're doing it as a holiday let or a buy-to-let, then you could get in pretty serious trouble. It's the same with your insurance. If your insurance provider doesn't know you're renting that property out, then your insurance will be void. And imagine it like this. If something serious happens to that property and the insurance provider doesn't know that you've been renting it out and doesn't cover you as a rental property, then you will have to pay for it yourself. So watch out for that. Make sure you've got all that right. Then there's the whole maintenance and repairs. Your contractors have to be accredited, qualified, and in a weird way, they have to be experienced in the job that they're doing. Like electricians, for example, there are so many different levels of electrician and types of electrician that have to have different qualifications for the different jobs that they're doing. It's not a case of he's an electrician or she's an electrician, they can do a job on the electrical stuff. It doesn't work like that. The electrician has to be qualified and relevant to the job that they're doing for you. If they're not, you're liable, Mr. and Mrs. Landlord. So you've got to get that bit right. But overall, I would look, compliance is a massive thing. And there are things like responsibilities in emergencies. So the tenant has to be allowed heating, hot water, utilities, safety, hazard free, all of those sorts of things. They have to be allowed certain things. And you have to supply that to them as a landlord. But it goes a bit further than that. And if you want to be a decent landlord, you need to automate this. You need to systemize this, and you need to have processes in place between you, the tenant, and the contractors to get this right and robust. Now, as it happens, and I didn't actually mean to do this, but as it happens, I offer an app. It's an app-based system that does automate all of the compliance, all of the management, all of the rent collection, all of the rent chasing, everything. It automates it for you and you manage it. So you use your own contractors, you sort your own issues, but it manages it all for you. It allows the tenant to communicate properly with you. It filters the tenants or the repairs and the maintenance for you so that you don't have to work out whether the tenant's responsible or you're responsible or who does what. It already does that for you. It collects the rent and sticks it straight in your bank same day. It sorts out and manages all the maintenance and repairs. It manages all your compliance. It renews all your compliance for you automatically. So it's a brilliant system. And funnily enough, it's called the Anonymous Landlord app. So I love it. And loads of people use it. Loads of people love it. So if you want to have a look at that or want to find out about it, give me a shout. Anyway, I didn't mean this to be a sales pitch. But you can let me know if you want to find out more. It just means that you can stay as a self-managing landlord, not use a letting agent, but have it managed properly, because that's the key. It's got to be compliant, otherwise there's so many fines for you now. Anyway, right, so that's then you've got, so if you can automate that all yourself, then you're becoming a good landlord, more like a letting agent, more like a property manager, and that is a good thing. But if you are considering using a letting agent, then there's a couple of warning signs that I want to share with you. Number one, I would ask that letting agent how many properties they manage. Now, if you've got a massive corporate letting agent, the warning sign is they probably don't manage your property locally, which means they probably don't have a network of local contractors, meaning it might take a bit longer to get problems fixed. You're also going to probably pay a bit more because they make a significant markup on those contractors. Corporate companies do charge you a hell of a lot for a lot of stuff. You're also much more tied into a corporate contract. So there's a couple of things to watch out for. Look at the T's and C's. The other thing is make sure they are a member of an ombudsman, like, for an example, the property ombudsman or the property redress scheme. Make sure they are definitely part of that, of one of those places. Then you've always got an independent body that you can go to resolve issues. And here's a funny one. Make sure the owner of the letting agent is a landlord themselves. And that sounds really silly, but if the owner's a landlord, then the chances are they will have built that letting agent in order to be landlord focused. So you want, if you're a landlord, you want your letting agent to be landlord focused rather than tenant focused, right? So that's a little tip to find out if the owner of the property is a landlord themselves. Now, I'm not saying this is a hard and fast rule. If they're not a landlord, don't use them. Or if they're a corporate, don't use them. I'm giving you my opinion here. There are actually some quite good corporate letting agents around, but I always think that a medium-sized local letting agent is the best one for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know they're making profit. Now that sounds really silly, right? Because a business isn't allowed to make profit, how dare they? But let me give you the other side of that. If a business is making profit, your money and your property and your tenancy and you as a landlord are more secure. So try and find a medium-sized local letting agent that makes profit. Then you've got a really good agent that's secure for the long term, and that means you're a little bit less at risk and more secure yourself. And lastly, a couple of things that you might want to watch out for. If you're going to have a letting agent come out and see your property, the person that comes to see you isn't always the person that's going to manage your property. The person that comes to see you also isn't always the person that you will be dealing with. Now, sometimes there's a sales guy who will come out to win your listing or to win your business. Now, once that sales guy comes out and does their job and gets you to sign the contract, you probably won't ever hear from them again. Now, if that's the case, that's not such a bad thing. You just need to make sure you've met the people that are going to be looking after you and looking after your property. If you've met those people and you get on with them, then fine, go for it. And the last thing I want to say is the cheapest is very rarely the best. And I mean that. And I'm going to go back to that whole profit thing, right? A letting agent has to make profit to be able to invest in education, training, development of their staff. And that costs a lot of money. My company, for example, I spend 25 grand a year just on my staff training. And it would probably be more than that. But I do a lot of the training myself because I've been doing this for 21 years. But, you know, an agent has to do that. It has to be part of certain organizations to be able to stay on top of legislation. And they have to have the money to be able to invest in those things. And they also have to be making profit, like I said earlier on, to be able to sustain themselves. Now, I know for a fact how much it costs to run a letting agent. And if you've got a little letting agent that's offering you, I don't know, full management for 5%, then one of two things is happening. Either they are going to make money from you somewhere else because they have to, because no letting agent can survive on just 5% of the rent. I promise you that. No letting agent can survive on just that money. So they will be charging you elsewhere. So watch out for that. Or the other thing is that they're just trying to fill their egos and grab as many landlords as they can at cheap as chips money. And in 6 months or 12 months, they're probably going to go bust anyway because nobody can sustain that level of income for a letting agent. Now, there's going to be letting agents that listen to this and say, oh, we offer 5% and we can survive on that. No, you can't. And I'm sorry to say that, but you can't. If you are surviving on only 5% of the rent, what's that? So in my area, for an example, the average rent, let's say, is 850 quid. What's 5%? It's about 42 quid a month. Now, if a letting agent tells you they can survive on £42 a month per property, then they're either lying or they're fooling themselves. So anyway, I won't go into any more than that. But watch out for that. You have to make sure that the letting agent is charging the right amount to be able to make profit. And if they are making profit, then you have done your job and you've done, you know, you're a lot safer. And by the way, I've just looked over at my windscreen and I've got a parking ticket, but I wasn't parked on double yellows. I wonder what that is. Interesting. Either it's come today in error, or it wasn't today and it's been there for a couple of days. Anyway, so look, I hope that helps. And just to recap, there are very legitimate reasons that you would not want to use a letting agent. And those are very personal reasons to you as an individual. But there's also very legitimate reasons as to why you would want to use a letting agent. And if you are considering a letting agent, make sure you're looking out for the warning signs. And there's loads more than that. In fact, I might actually do an entire episode on how to choose a letting agent. If you think that will help, actually, let me know. And I want to try and encourage a bit more communication with people. Because, you know, I get a lot of emails and a lot of messages from people that listen to my podcast and watch my Facebook videos. And they just ask questions. But maybe we should start upping the levels of that. Let's start talking about, let's start conversing about some of the topics that I'm covering here. So, yeah, send me a message. Let me know what you think of this sort of stuff. Or if you think that I need to do a whole focused episode on how you should choose a letting agent, what you should look out for, things you should find out, due diligence on a letting agent. So, okay, let's wrap that up. And I hope that's helped a few people. Either you've been thinking about using a letting agent and that's made your mind up one way or another. And like I always say, you know, if you want to work with me and my letting agent, then I absolutely welcome you. If you want to work with me and my self-management app, the Anonymous Landlord app, then I absolutely welcome you. And if you don't, if you want to keep hold of everything yourself and do it all yourself, then I welcome that too, and I commend you, and I just want to make sure you get it right. So do keep listening to my podcasts, keep watching my YouTube videos, my Facebook videos, because they're always different things. And I just want to make sure that everybody's get it right. If you're not going to be a customer of mine where I can make sure that my team, me and my team are making sure you're getting it right, then I want to make sure you're getting it right yourself with the right education, the right information. And that's just another way. So that is another way that you can be the best version of yourself. Because if you're going to be the best version of yourself at one thing, then try to be the best version of yourself at everything you do. And my name's Tom Soane, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.